You're listening to Gary Allen on Business on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Good morning again, everyone. Gary Allen coming to you live from the studios of KNBR, high above the streets of San Francisco. You can see it. It's getting hot out there already. It's going to be, well, they say in the low 100s away from the beaches, so it's going to be a hot day. So try to have a good time out there, but don't get burned up to a crisp. We're visiting this morning with Blaine Aiken. He's the president and CEO of Fiduciary 360. We're talking about an issue which really affects just about every listener of this program and most of your friends and relatives. It's the whole concept or the idea, the future of investment advice in America. You have to realize why this is so important, because we haven't had major regulatory changes in the securities industries since the last major great crisis all the way in the 1930s. So I don't think I'm overstating it when I say that whatever comes out of this current process will probably be with us and our children and probably our grandchildren over the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So these are major issues that we're talking about this morning. And what I want to do is I want to play a little bit of fantasy here. And Blaine, what I would like to say is that, putting aside all the issues that we've talked about, if President Obama decided to call you today and named you the regulatory czar, which we seem to have many czars in Washington, D.C. these days, for the securities industry, in a perfect world, how would you construct the best regulator to oversee this investment advice issue that we're talking about?
Well, that's a good question, and that's going to be an enormous challenge for whomever tackles this, but I'll give it my best shot. I think, as we talked a little bit about before the break there, that the key thing is to ask the fundamentally correct question, I believe, and that is, what form of structure is going to serve the investor's best interest most effectively? So let's turn away a bit from looking at the individual problems that exist in the financial markets and the system as a whole, and let's take a giant step back and say, how would we build this thing if this regulatory structure, if that was our core focus? And I think you could point back to several key ideas that an ideal regulator would be one that has truly clearly defined goals and priorities that place investor protection as the overall central mission that we have to accomplish, and then give that organization, that regulatory organization, the appropriate scope to make sure that we're able to accomplish that investor protection role. I would try and separate out the overlapping missions and jurisdictions with other regulators. I mean, we have the SEC involved now. We have FINRA. We have multiple regulatory organizations handling different aspects and, in some cases, overlapping. And, frankly, that's part of the problem that we had in the Madoff situation, that multiple regulators applied to the to Madoff's operations, and it seemed like they were not well coordinated on the regulatory front. So,
Blaine, if you bring that one up, doesn't that really provide a great example of how you had over-regulation, in the sense because you had various regulators, more than you needed, because it really would have only taken one competent one to really figure out what was going on?
Exactly. I think that is an example of over-regulation, and in particular, not recognizing the central role that Madoff was playing as an advisor. I mean, essentially, he was working as a quarterback. He was custodying funds. He was operating a broker-dealer. He was working as an advisor. So he was wearing all of these hats that brought into these various roles. But fundamentally, if the supervision at the advisor level, which really is where the coordination of a lot of these activities happen, if there'd been adequate central regulatory authority placed there, really, Madoff would have been recognized. His issues would have been recognized a lot earlier, I believe.
So as a regulatory czar, what you're saying is you need this regulator over investment advice to be centrally focused on this investment advice process and who's carrying it out.
Right. That's right. And really having that consistent standard of care requirement for the financial services overall. When you're interacting with investors, there has to be a consistent objective of meeting the protections required there. Any other thing I would say, Gary, is that we need true independence in our regulator. And this is where, if you look at some of the different proposals that are out there right now, among the things that worry me most would be putting regulation in the hands of a less than independent organization.
Now, let's talk about that. Since you brought it up there, there is several competing proposals that are going on right out there. Right now in Washington, D.C., most people probably don't understand this. Can you give us what proposals are out there, who the players are, and then we'll talk about, a little bit about the strengths and weaknesses of each one and maybe come up with some type of answer here.
Sure. I'm going to throw out, there's multiple ones, as you mentioned, but let's talk maybe about three in particular. One has been advanced by an organization known as SIFMA, the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association. So essentially, this is an organization representing the financial services industry. And to summarize it, I think fairly in a nutshell, the argument is from SIFMA that people don't understand the difference between fiduciary and suitability, and this fiduciary stuff is just so confusing, and so is suitability. So let's go for a new name. Let's look for a universal standard, and we'll just forget about these two other parts and zero in on a new defined universal standard. Well, I think the problem there is that SIFMA, what they're really looking for is to rename the suitability standard as a universal standard, and we can talk more about that. A second level would be advanced by FINRA, the Financial Regulatory Authority, which essentially is the regulator on the broker-dealer side of the world. Now, FINRA is calling for also a universal standard, but is a bit more compelling in its argument for fiduciary concepts being at the core of that. Probably the most troubling aspect of this is that FINRA is waving its hand saying, well, we would like to be the appropriate regulator for that world. And that, as we get into a discussion of the strengths and weaknesses, kind of highlight that as being a core point there. And here again, Gary, I would say this is oriented towards a harmonization or universal type approach. Well, the third one that I would like to talk about is has been advanced in a speech by one of the SEC commissioners, a gentleman by the name of Luis Aguilar. And to me, this is the one that really hits the nail on the head. Luis Aguilar from the SEC came out and said, hold on a minute, there is a fiduciary standard. It is the fiduciary standard. And so the discussion about harmonization and universal and all of that sort of thing is really missing the point. Let's coalesce around the existing fiduciary standard and let's regulate it as it should be. Under a truly independent authority. Obviously, this is the one that I am staunchly behind.
Well, it also happens to be the one that I'm behind as well. I guess that's why you're on the program, right?
Okay.
But the idea here behind this, you have these competing standards. When we look at SIFMA and FINRA and this fiduciary standard, the fiduciary standard that's being professed here by Luis Aguilar, it doesn't seem to be when I'm only, as I take off my professional fiduciary hat, which I carry every day, right, and I take that one off, and I put myself into the place of the average individual investor or the average steward out there who really probably doesn't know that they're a fiduciary. It seems to me that of the three standards that people are talking about here, whatever gradation you want to talk about here, there only seems to be one that is really the right one as far as what's going to provide the greatest protection to these investors, and that's the fiduciary standard. Am I missing something here, or am I wrong here somehow?
Not at all. That is entirely right. And I think particularly right now, Gary, whenever we're facing the financial turmoil that we are, we've confronted these financial crises, I mean, it makes very little sense to me to respond to this by saying, well, let's look at the advisor's part in this financial crisis and make a determination here that what we really need to do is elevate the standard for some, those who are currently regulated under the suitability standard, and lower the bar for those who are held to the high fiduciary standard right now. I don't see where it makes any sense whatsoever, in the period of financial crisis in particular, to be lowering the bar for any segment, because you're right, that there's no easy way to spin this to say that it's doing anything other than that. If you go with any course other than that, which has been very, I think, articulately stated by Commissioner Aguilar.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever, and that's one of the primary reasons why I invited you here today, is because I just don't believe people outside of the industry itself understand this stuff. And, you know, this is that community outreach that I think we have to have in order for people to stand up for, frankly, in my opinion, what is simply just right. We're visiting this morning with Blaine Aiken. He's the president and CEO of Fiduciary 360. We're talking about the future of investment advice in America. It frankly affects everybody that's listening to the program this morning. When we'll come back, we're going to briefly go through some of the strengths and weaknesses of these three items, and then we'll finish up with how you might be able to help in this entire, let's just call it, this episode that's going on. We'll be back in just a moment with more Gary Allen on Business on KNBR.